Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And the Twitch channel's back. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch. And if you're on Twitch, just find ESPN975. So you get to see AJ's ugly-ass bald head looking right at you right now.
That's
because
right.
He's looking down at his phone. So
I'm setting up the round one of this bracket.
So tell the people how you came to the seedings.
Andrew, handsome Andrew.
Oh, he's no longer handsome Andrew.
He was the decider.
He's now dickweed Andrew.
And he put together the seeding, and you and I will be matched up in the first round, unfortunately.
Oh, yours came out better than mine, no question.
I was hoping that we would be a...
I wanted to get Brad or Creighton so I could get one victory, because I never get a victory in any of these things that we do. I'm always the first one out. Doesn't matter. It could be anything. Would have been nice to just get through past the first round one time.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It wasn't your time. It wasn't meant to be.
Well, that's because you had Dickweed Andrew do the seedings.
You like Andrew.
Not anymore. Not after he seated me there. Yeah, he's no longer handsome Andrew. I'm withdrawing that nickname. All right, you can have it back.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You can't fight that.
It doesn't matter who you put me up against. I was going to lose anyway. Even if it was Creighton.
Well, our first matchup is going to be, you're going to see Creighton first because it's a 116 matchup.
Okay.
And Nick Sharara, the one seed.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't come out as well as I thought he would. That's not a very strong one.
Like I said, dude, there's no one's safe. No one's safe.
No.
But Nick is probably safe in this instance. I will give him that. So yeah, there's not a lot of handsomeness going on at this radio station.
Well, we knew that. Well, and now you're taking it to a different level because you're taking an app that turns us into females, which none of us are going to look very good as females. I look better in drag than my picture does, though. I've been told.
It's probably true.
Yeah. But, and I do have a hat, which I always find hats on women to be sexy. So, there's a positive. That's about all I got, though. I got no other positives. I'm reading this mask thing. Individuals will not get fined, but businesses can be if they don't enforce it.
Okay. I went into a gas station today, and literally no one was wearing a mask. One girl that worked at the gas station was. The other one wasn't. But they did have shields up, those big plastic shields, which that made me feel fine.
I stopped to get an energy drink on the way in, and I think there were five people in there, and I was the only one with a mask, including like an elderly lady. Like somebody looked like she was in her 70s. Like, to me, that's the high risk target boom. Just, I'm going to get my lottery tickets. Look at this. Give me that number 5 and that number 7. And then pays cash and coins, of course.
Right.
Because that's what old people do. And boy, it's not like coins don't have germs.
Yeah, they've got all the germs.
So if I were to make a coronavirus bracket over people I saw today, she's a one seed.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel weird that they're having to mandate this.
Yeah.
That doesn't sit well with me for some reason. And like I said, I've had no problem wearing them. And it is disappointing that people won't. But, I think if you're going to be it just seems like a fair compromise. If we're going to be in groups, let's just do this. Oh, God, poor Creighton.
I mean,
Oh, my God.
He's just so hideous.
Oh, man. And I would have thought he'd have come out better than that, because Patrick, actually, when he cleans up, whenever we've gone to something where you're required to have a suit on or something, Patrick looks surprisingly good. He cleans up well. So I would have thought maybe that would have translated, but no, it does not. Yeah, if Yeah, Nick's not as hot as I thought he'd be, but I don't think there's...
There's not much
this,
of a...
Yeah, this... If we're doing... I don't know how many votes we're going to get.
I wish I could put up pictures with a poll.
I won't let you do it?
No.
So you're having to do like or retweet?
I guess that's probably what I should have done, huh?
Yeah, we can do that going forward.
Well, I don't know that we want these things retweeted all over the internet, so...
I'm just having comments, so I'm gonna count up the comments.
Yeah, that's probably the best way
at the end of it. So the voting is up.
Why can't you do a poll?
I know. Well, you can, but you can't do with pictures. So I could say, who would you rather, Nick or Creighton? But if there's no picture, then it's just weird.
Yeah,
you know.
Trey says Carlson Radio should have been in this tourney. He'd win easily. Or Glenn Davis, which I suggested.
Well, let me show you Glenn Davis's picture. You thought that Glenn Davis would be hot, but I got news for you.
Yeah. You didn't pull the Glenn Davis from lockdown picture, did you, where he looks homeless?
Oh, how did I lose that one? Hey, can you send me that one again of Glenn? No, it's not good.
Really?
You won't like it. Glenn looks like a grizzled lady detective on the police force. It's not a great lady look. Yeah, here's a.
The intern says you could post the pics and then comment on that tweet with the poll.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Looks like that Greta Van Susteren. Remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. God, that's gross.
Yeah, everybody's I'm getting a lot of vomit, but. The Nick after a six-pack. A lot of Nick. Totally laying the D to Nick. Is this based off who'd be the easiest take home at 2 a.m. or just looks alone? Nick by a million. Sweet Jesus, Patrick is hideous. I think we can go ahead and call this one off. I mean, I guess I should let the...
Yeah.
If I was Josh Ennis, I'd have the breakfast music playing and we'd have we'd take texts and things like that. But in this case, it's going to be a runaway.
Yeah, I think you can call it. It's like an election, right?
Yeah. I think we'll go and honestly, it'll probably save Patrick some humiliation if we don't.
Yeah,
do this
we
for
don't.
Two more minutes.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah. So I'll
don't delete the tweets yet.
Oh no! I'm not going to delete the tweets until the championship's completed. Our next matchup, Josh Ennis versus Dell.
How'd Dell turn out? Oh. God, these really are all bad. There's no way I'm at the bottom of this list looking at you guys.
There's not one hot chick in the group of us, no. I'll be honest.
And some of the people who I thought would be, like, Glenn Davis, much more attractive man than me. I'm a more attractive woman than Glenn Davis. I hate to break it to you.
You might be.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'll be honest. You're one of the uglier women.
No, I think I'm one of the mediocre ones. Because some of the ones you've shown me, people who I thought would be attractive. Hell, Nick's probably the best one, and he's a four. It's not like any of you guys are topping that. Like, four is the highest. The range between two and four ain't much. So, yeah. You can bag on me for being a hideous male. I ain't no problem with that. But that photo's not as bad as you're trying to make it sound.
Yeah, everybody's on Nick. This is just, honestly, it's just dominance. Nick all day. This is a runaway. Yeah, that's over.
Yeah, so all Nick right. moves on. Yeah.
So here comes the next grouping. And this is the 8-9 matchup between Dell and Josh. And Josh kind of looks like a teen girl that might blossom into something nice. She probably has low self-esteem, so she's probably going to be down, and she's got the right amount of...
See, that's the kind you like. You like the ones that have low self-esteem that you can easily
the right amount coach. Of the right amount of thickness that maybe one day could do her some good. She looks a little bit like... the girl from Modern Family that eventually got super hot once she was a grown-up.
Oh, yeah, Ariel Winter?
Ariel Winter. Yeah, he looks like a young Ariel Winter. Not as pretty, not as soft of features, but still pretty good.
Yeah, let's be honest. None of these are pretty.
No, there's not a good one in the bunch, unfortunately. Lamont says, now that we've gotten this feminine segment out of the way, let's get manly again. AJ, what are you baking for Father's Day? I don't know. Maybe a strudel.
Maybe the dead body of a thief.
I don't know. I might be in jail on Father's Day. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how tonight goes.
Oh, man.
We should have asked Dave if you could shoot him with a paintball gun.
What good would that do?
Yeah, that's not going to do any good.
Yeah. That's... What kind of idea is that?
I mean, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, but the point is to stop him from stealing my mail.
Yeah, not
so.
Not
but we were talking about having your brother there on the other side, so have your brother hiding, and then when he goes to run away, then have your brother just level him.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because then you can inflict pain both, like, getting away from you, and the second he runs into your brother, have your brother pin.
I think I'm just going to put him in the camel clutch until police arrive.
You know what's all this violence from you, man? He's just trying to catch a thief. And get the police there. That's it. You don't have to go out and destroy the dude.
If you're stealing somebody's packages, you deserve some violence.
Yeah, well, you also don't want to get the dude, don't want to get the person committing the violence in trouble with the police.
That's why I said we could have asked Lawyer Dave.
Well, you didn't,
to
did
see
you?
If we could. That's why I said we should have.
Hey, you know what? Ennis, not bad on there.
I told you. It's a young aerial winner.
Kind of, definitely the chick you could get drunk. And would do nasty things to you. I'd probably vote that way. Del also looks underage. He looks Epstein-y. So I think it's hard to vote for him. Unless you're...
They both kind of look like they're probably lesbians, which I guess is a compliment, really, because that means you've got some mannish features to you, right?
Yeah.
Like they look like women that would go for more... They would be top lesbians. Like, they would be the strong...
Yeah.
Lesbian, but so I guess that means I don't know if you want to be masculine in this contest or not. I don't know what the goal is exactly. But it
Josh looks like the chick who will make you breakfast.
Yeah, Josh is sort of a runaway winner on this one too. He seems to be just giving Dell the business.
Well, that's because nobody wants to come off as an Epstein. Poor Dell looks like he's 13.
Dell's of age. Everyone in this contest is over the age of 21.
In this day and age, you can't be attracted to somebody who looks like they're 13. Sorry.
I mean, how old did Nick look in this picture?
She looks about 22.
All right. While the votes ramp up on this Josh Ennis versus Dell, I'm going to tell you about Carbach, the sweet, delicious nectar that they have out at Carbach. And Aaron's got one. He's got a BBH espresso that he's going to pop later on in this episode once it's warmed up a little bit. But they really do have something for everybody in their lineup. It is such good stuff. And if you're looking for something on those hot days, the Vivicella is a nice lager, which honestly before wasn't really my favorite style. And I took some of it out to the river, and boom, it's got a little hint of salt, a little hint of lime. Really great beer, especially when it's hot outside. The Vivicella is like less than 100 calories. So if you're watching your girlish figure and you don't want to look like, you know, like Patrick Creighton's face swap, you may want to go with the Lilcella. But like I said, something for everybody. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see the latest things going on at the brewery, the latest things going on at the restaurant. And of course, when you're out at the bars, as long as they're open, and when you're at the grocery store, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach. I know my enemies meeting up, double teaming on me. Now you know it, nobody tried to ever got pieces off me.
Fuck in his home, so they be dying, don't get the seizure on me. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Boy, there's always one.
Everybody's talking about this day today. Why can't you talk about whether or not the Rockets can win the title?
Did I miss something? Did I miss the Rockets game last night?
Did he talk about whether or not the Rockets can win the title? Let's talk about that, Fred.
Do we?
No.
Yeah. We don't even know what the format is yet. By the way, we'll have plenty of time. Yeah, see, I'm better looking than Polillo. Look at that forehead.
Yeah, Polillo came out rough.
So I am not in the bottom five here. Bottom six, maybe. But, again, Trey looks 12. If you're into that, that's very frightening.
He doesn't look 12. He just looks younger than you look.
No, he looks 12.
Yeah, Trey's like 23 or 24 years 20, old.
He just turned 25.
Yeah. He's 25 years old. That's a 25-year-old woman.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You could keep saying it. But
sorry, you look like hell. Sorry, you've aged poorly.
No, it has nothing to do with me.
Wait, so what?
You keep trying to make this about me. You're the one that's wanting to be attracted to 13-year-olds. That's pretty frightening.
He's 25.
Yeah, look at the picture. He looks 13.
So what seeds are we on now?
We're on the 4-13 matchup between Juggalo Trey and Charlie Polillo.
So Dell or Josh were a three?
No, that was the 8-9 matchup.
Oh, okay.
Josh and Dell. That was that was supposed to be a close match, but Josh got the runaway with that one. A lot of people were like, I don't normally want to choose anything to do with Josh, but he is hotter in this instance. So I guess that's... yeah, and Alfredo says, nah, Trey all day, bro. That's a bay. That's of age. Agreed.
I would vote for Trey, but I would not feel good about it.
Yeah, a lot of people saying Trey doesn't look like a 12-year-old. He looks hot.
Okay. He looks hot, but it's just, to me, you look at somebody that looks like a 12-year-old in this day and age, I don't think it's the best idea. That's all I'm saying. And I said, maybe you need to watch that documentary. You'll feel differently about it. But I kind of feel the same way about Dell.
Have we had any women on Twitter actually weigh in and vote on this?
I don't think so. I'm getting a lot of man votes, but yeah, no women seem to be interested in participating. And I was actually hoping they would because, you know, a lady's opinion would go a long way, I would think. I'll be honest. I mean, Trey is just destroying Charlie.
Yeah, I think you could shut
I'm
that
getting
one
a lot
down.
Of Trey, but I'm checking her license first.
Okay, I mean, see, I'm not out of line with
but
this.
The good news is her license will say 25.
Well, so, although I don't think so. I think that photo is like from 4 years
no,
ago.
No, he said that's from this year.
Oh, okay. Because he did have one from 2016, right?
Yeah, that's an old one. That one.
And looks even younger. He looks 8 in that.
That one, he's 21.
Well, unlike Lawrence Taylor, you'd have to check the ID.
It's the oldest perfection in the
world. You'd have to check the ID on that. That's all I'm saying.
You probably would.
Yeah.
I've got to prepare the next matchup here. The next matchup is going to be Jerry Bow and Brad Gilmore.
Interesting. I haven't seen either one of those, so.
Nick weighed in.
Yeah.
He retweeted the original matchup and said he's beautiful AF.
Well, what do you think?
So he'd do himself?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he got a lot of love. He's on to the next round.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the hottest.
I kind of think he's favored based on what I've seen so far.
I mean,
Josh has got that sneaky hot thing going.
Well, Nick and Josh will be matched up in the next round.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Because I kind of think it would be Nick or Trey if you can get past the legal part of it.
Yeah, Nick was Andrew's one seed. So Nick, he came in hot. Let's go with that.
Interesting.
So Nick's not alone in thinking he's hot. Andrew Carlson would also give it to Nick.
And 713 says Trey looks like jailbait. That's the problem.
Mikey says Charlie looks like Alanis Morissette.
Oh, man, isn't that ironic? Oh, boy. Jeez. As LT would say, 13 years, everybody does it.
It's the oldest perfection in the world.
Oh, man. UPS driver here. I want to give a huge thanks to the EMS crew that came out to treat me for heat exhaustion. Listen to y'all in the emergency room.
Oh, man.
Dude. Hope you're okay,
because those
UPS
trucks don't have air conditioning.
Man. And it was brutal out there today. Hope you're okay.
All right, the next matchup is posted.
Okay. That's a tough one. I think Brad. But Brad kind of looks a little mannish. You know? I mean, I guess you're supposed to, right?
I mean, that's why I said I don't know if it's a positive or a negative to look mannish.
Yeah.
in this. It's a it is a weird sort of what am I going for here?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think Brad has the better face.
Yeah, this thing didn't do a great job for Brad's hair.
No. But it also didn't really do right by Jerry's face either. So
I mean, it did get rid of both of their facial hair because they both had, like, yeah. Jerry has a beard in his original headshot, and then Brad's got his, like, goatee going in that one.
Yeah.
I think Brad's hairline is all that's really keeping him from being pretty hot.
Yep, yep. And I think it's the style. I mean, he could easily redo his hair to be hotter than that.
So. Brad Gilmore posts Jerry looking good, man. Oh, a lot, but there's a lot of Jerry. They say they like the Latina look.
Yeah, could see that.
Jerry is selling your house, says ATX Hobo Girl. That it does kind of look like a real estate photo.
That's perfect. Yeah, it does.
Getting you a luxury condo down by the bay,
and it's probably reality because that's your real estate photo. And then when you meet the woman, she looks like. 30 years older and looks nothing like that.
So far, chalk has held up in this. The one seed, the four, the five, and the eight have all gotten through. So, and I'm still getting some. Well, there's a couple not for air things you could read here, but some people are still going into some old matchups. Like I'd smash Nick with the quickness if these were my only two options. So there, I mean. Some of these guys have got to be feeling good about themselves right now. Like, Nick should feel good. Nick's got a lot of compliments.
I told you I thought Nick would be a favorite, especially, you know, because there's no horn.
That's true.
That helps a lot.
That goes a long way. Good for him. Yeah. It's a hot look.
Might try to. I'm not crazy about his hairstyle, but it's not awful.
It's not the worst.
No.
It could be looking worse than that.
Yeah.
Our matchup is up next, Fred. Should I make ours last in the first round?
No, just go ahead. Cause
just get it out of the way.
Just get it out of the way. You're going to win. You can, and everybody gets to talk crap about me as they always do. So just dive in.
See, I feel like you're offended by this.
No, I'm not offended at all.
Did you want to be the hottest chick?
No, I really didn't.
Okay, good.
What? I mean, no.
As long as your goal today wasn't to show up and be the hottest chick at our station.
Now, my goal today, I don't know what my goal was, but it wasn't to do this for an hour and a half.
You look like a... you look like a singer-songwriter, like some kind of a crooner, like maybe ugly Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow's already ugly. You don't have to add an ugly in front of that.
Uglier Sheryl Crow.
I don't know.
Who knows, man? Maybe you're going to... No. Oh, God. Palillo looks like Rocky Dennis from Mask without the zits. Oh, that's not nice, guys.
Jerry Bo dropping the hatchet face. Oh man.
Oh guys.
That was mean.
Well, see, and that's the other thing. Like Brad Gilmore is another guy. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah. And better looking as a guy.
Better looking as a man than a woman.
He's kind of got Reese Witherspoon look a little bit there on there when she's not hot. So
I've now downloaded more of these Gal Media headshots and now I'm just having fun with this.
No, good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. You can make fun of all of us. Did we, has Aaron's matchup been posted?
No, yet? Aaron will be, it's going to be, next will be John, it'll be us, and then it'll be John versus Booker T. No, John versus Lance, and it'll be Booker versus Joel Blank.
Interesting.
And Aaron takes on Jason Braddock. Aaron's almost got a bye.
I feel a little bit confident in that.
You should.
Yeah, I'd pay Josh to write my papers for school. Oh, somebody else said I would kick P. Creighton right in the crotch if she approached me.
I would be terrified.
Oh, my God. You guys are so mean.
Patrick Creighton is an ugly, ugly woman.
Yeah.
Stu on Twitch said he finally had to break down and make a Twitter account just because of all this.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Fred. Me versus you. 5 minutes. The clock is started.
Yeah, that's going to be a landslide.
Eugene says, if Nick looked like this back when we were in study group in college, he would have convinced me to give him all the answers, and I probably would without question. Well, I don't know if he's that hot. Jerry Bo can save you money with State Farm.
Oh, this is the best part is everybody's responses to these.
I'm excited to see what people think of you.
I'm kind
of
creeped out by me. I don't think I'm hideous. I probably got a nice rack. It's hard to tell, but, you know. You came out better than I thought you would. See, I would vote for you there because I kind of, you know who I look like? Oh, this is so bad. Valeria from the first Conan.
I wonder if the hat is...
If you put blonde hair on me, that's it.
I wonder if the hat is helping or hurting.
Which means I banged Arnie Schwarzenegger.
I mean...
Oh, God.
Yeah, but what about that maid that Arnold banged? I mean...
Yeah, that's me. Congratulations.
Slim does point out that AJ has hairy arms, so that's...
Ooh, yeah, that's gross on a chick.
That is. But I still think that...
No, yours came out better. There's no question.
But one guy does say I'd take Fred because AJ has super hairy arms. Yeah. Some people saying you look like Blossom.
Who's that?
It was a television show in the 90s.
Oh. Yeah.
You'll have to Google it.
The nerdy looking, I know you don't watch the show, but Big Bang Theory, the nerdy looking brunette chick, what's her name? Maeem Bialik.
I've seen it.
She was the star of Blossom, and then she went off and got like six college degrees. And then went back to acting.
Pepper nailed it. Marla Hooch from League of Their Own.
Maybe. Fred looks like a raven become human. Also, the lady from The Wrong Missy. Fred looks like Gru. A lot of people saying things about me that make me feel a little bit uncomfortable.
That's what you get.
That's not how
hot.
I look in real life.
There's a damn sorry, Fred, but AJ got you. I agree. I say, I agree with you. And El Frodo looks like The Undertaker.
A little bit.
Maybe. I think Marla Hooch nails it. Did that actress ever do anything else besides that show?
Justin Van Zant says, I don't know, AJ's the easy choice, but Freddie looks like she'd have to do some pretty creative stuff in bed to keep her man. I mean, that's a positive. You look like you go hard.
I think I look like a lesbian.
Lamont says, actually, Fred looks like Fred. That's actually true.
Yeah, it's probably true.
All right.
Let's just get the hell out of here. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz.
I don't know if I should feel flattered or just really disturbed by the things people have said about me.
I don't know how to react other than there's a lot of funny stuff that people have said about me, which I like. And Shannon and Beaumont asked, just tuned in, where are you posting this degenerate fantasy porn? Just started drinking, so beer goggles getting thicker. It's all on Twitter.
It's on my Twitter. The matchup up now is between John and Lance. And people are saying Lance looks like a Karen, and John Granato looks like a softball coach, which is probably pretty accurate on John. I don't know if Lance looks total Karen.
Kind of Karen-ish.
Lance is...
That's a tough one. I'd probably vote for Lance, but it's like neither one of them does anything for me. So
Buddy says they both look like they've murdered their husbands, but Lance, I guess.
Tim says that's actually Fred with a wig, be honest. That does look too much like me for it to be an attractive woman. That's for sure.
Cahoon says... AJ's the chick you notice has an Adam's apple after buying her 8 drinks, but you say, F, let's do this.
Yeah, I could see that. 409 says Jerry looks like she'd cut anyone who votes for Brad and move in after you smash once.
I'll be honest, John and Lance is probably the closest matchup we've had so far. It's the first one where it's like, you know, people are kind of on both sides. Like, every other one's been a runaway. But... It does look like, yeah, this is a close one here.
AJ looks like he works at Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, boy.
Someone said I would look good in volleyball shorts, which that's disturbing. Maybe John's my softball coach.
Maybe. Fred could plan my big fat Greek wedding. Fred is Meryl Streep plus 20 years and 40 pounds. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a close matchup. Aaron, can you go through that tweet of John and Lance and give me a count? Because that one is it might be too close to call, and we're at about 3 or 4 minutes now. So I want to make sure we get an accurate winner through to the next round. I don't want to cheat anyone, and this is the first time we've really struggled. So we've really had a close matchup.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a good close match. It's a competitive matchup.
Oh yeah, this is not no one. This is what I have. What I have noticed about John and Lance's matches: no one feels good about either side.
Yeah,
this is like a gun to my head. I guess I'd choose this one. Aaron is up next. Aaron and Jason Braddock, which I'll be honest, it shouldn't be much of a matchup. We'll get that up while Aaron tabulates the votes. Because John and Lance did. I mean, that's it's a legit close matchup.
Fred looks like the uglier version of that goth chick from Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Lance looks like that bitch Carol Baskin's daughter. Lance does kind of look like Carol Baskin, honestly.
A little Carol Baskin. And Fred looks like one of the witches from Hocus Pocus, which, yeah.
That's all right, isn't it?
Set the picture. It's you know, yeah, I could see that.
All right, of the people who actually voted, other than just saying they both look horrendous, John's going to win this one 8-6.
Okay, that's a close match, but it's, I thought it felt a little bit like it was leaning towards him, but I didn't want to call it too soon. God, I feel bad for Jason Braddock here. Because I'll be honest, Aaron, you're not looking bad here, man. I mean, it's.
I was surprised. I expected to look.
I feel like Aaron, he may have picked a hotter picture of himself. He may have doctored his own picture before he sent it to me.
Well, that is true. He did do all the photos.
Yeah. So there, he does have, I think, an advantage. But I'll be honest. I think that, like, Aaron's could have come out like he was a burn victim, and he would be hotter than what we've got with Jason Braddock. That Jason Braddock, he almost looks like he's not alive. Like it's like a zombie
like
woman.
Like the actress they pay to play the dead corpse for 14 days on like Law and Order. Like, oh, we just found this body. How long has he been here? I don't know. Time of death is probably about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, okay.
That's kind of mean. Oh, boy.
Wait till you see the picture.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so I should probably just shut up until I do.
I mean, are you going to have kids, Aaron?
No.
Okay. That's probably a good thing, because if you had a daughter and she looked like this, someone would for sure pound her.
Stu on Twitch says, Lance looks like my daughter's softball coach.
They're both getting the softball coach treatment.
Yep.
John looks like the women's golf coach at like a small D3 university.
Jerry makes a really good point here about Lance. Lance looks like your friend's older sister that nobody her age wanted, but you might take a chance because you know she was down to do stuff.
Boy, I could. Yeah.
Like, she's not hot, but it's like, you know she'll do some nasty stuff. So you're like, okay, I'm out.
Oh, you weren't kidding about Braddock. Oh, my God. No, she looks like the baddest bitch in prison. That's what she looks like.
There's a lot of Aunt Fester house.
And that was the best picture I could find of Braddock.
Yeah, I feel bad even posting that photo of Braddock because, I mean, there's...
that's late hits. They won't make great chicks. That's their noodle slogan. Oh, man. That's just scary.
Braddock looks like an extra in Orange is the New Black.
Well played. That's a better version of my prison joke.
Oh, Braddock's going to take your ramen noodles. Oh, yeah. Jason Braddock is an ugly, ugly woman. I don't think he would mind me saying that. I hope he would take that as a compliment.
Pretty sure John provided the orange slices after my soccer games.
Oh, boy.
Fred looks like the thick Judd sister.
Super thick.
Jason Braddock just stole my girl against her will. Aaron can get the pipe. Smoke show.
Called you, Aaron.
I got to tell you, the comments are funnier than anything that we posted.
Oh, boy. I think I might be on a collision course with Aaron
Josh
in the final four.
He'll never see me the same way.
Who said that?
Josh.
Oh.
Yeah. You
just having a little fun today, guys. This has been, I think we needed a light show. And, Braddock, the goth chick that watches.
Probably.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
Yeah, people are scared that that Jason would be a little too rough in bed. Jason looks like she'll stab you if you break up with her.
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
But you see, you're getting a lot of the same treatment I got, Aaron. Aaron is going to Pound Town.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it's nice, but it's not.
I'm
really
like half
nice.
Flattered, half don't ever want to go to a station appearance ever again.
Trey's dad said Fred looks like Cher's uglier sister.
Wouldn't any sister that Cher had be uglier than her, though?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends on how you feel about Cher.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Cher was hot back in the big nose, too.
Yeah.
Nice beak, which I'm very, you know, I always like chicks with big beaks because guess what?
Justin, Aaron, responding to yours, says, I have the weirdest boner right now.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, now you know.
You might feel a lot.
You better figure it out. Yeah,
exactly.
Eric says, there's nothing cute about Jason. Jason probably pegs her husband.
God.
Okay, well, that was a runaway.
Lance looks like she's smoking cigs in high school and will take you in a bathroom or closet.
Yeah, I told you. Lance looks like the... Again, you don't get with Lance for the looks. You get with Lance because of
the experience.
She's
you want to learn.
She's a freak.
Yeah. Late hits because it has to be dark to hit it.
Oh, it has to be real dark.
Oh, man. Tell you, this has been interesting. Interesting, to say the least. So, yeah, I'm kind of curious how this plays out now. We should have some more competitive matches in the next round.
Yeah, I would say so. This is the last of the first round matchups is going up now between Joel Blank and Booker T.
Nick looks like a Hooters girl.
Nick does look like a Hooters
That's
girl.
Very well played, sir.
I think when this is all done, you should post the extra ones I sent you of people who are...
Yeah, I'll post them out at the end.
God, I can't even look at the Braddock. I just can't.
Braddock is a slump buster. That'd have to be such a bad slump.
Oh, God.
I'd take Aaron balls deep.
Oh.
I'm not liking this anymore.
It's not fun when guys start saying that about
you. Yeah, Aaron, I'm just telling you, you get a little drunk next time, and somebody's going to look at that picture, and you're going to wake up with a sore butt. It's going to happen. See, when you're ugly, you don't have to worry about those things. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll see. We'll, wherever the hell it goes from here, I don't know. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 says, y'all feeling how the ladies feel when they post pics and dirty guys comment? Just hope they don't start sending you D-pics in your DMs.
Eugene says, maybe it's the hat, but I see Fred and think of the Wilson Phillips album cover. When I hear "Hold On," "Hold On" by Wilson Phillips, one of the great songs. Also, I do love that song.
She's way hotter than me, though. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Joel looks like the married woman looking for a little more.
No, you know what Joel looks like to me? Like the gym teacher you have in school that is everybody wants to smash because it's the gym teacher.
Yeah,
not that she's hot, but. That's kind of the look I see there.
I've got to clean out the losers brackets here.
Oh man, dude, when are we having that beer? If we're gonna sit here and make fun of ourselves for the rest of the show,
I was gonna pop it at the next break.
Okay, good. But I think Marla Hooch and or female Gru are probably the best descriptions of me. Booker just looks like Booker with a wig.
Yeah.
Just like I look like
me
with a wig.
A lot of people said Booker looks like the sex would be a little too rough and not in a good way.
Yeah, but I better do it 5 times.
That's true.
Five times. Oh, boy. I hope you guys are entertained with this today. I certainly am.
People are probably tired of it, but I don't care.
I don't either, because the comments are hilarious and... Joel looks like a Karen.
I've been getting a lot of Joel looks like a PTA mom, which Joel looks like a PTA mom in real life,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, it kind of does.
But I forgot, happy birthday, Joel. Happy birthday, yeah. He doesn't like to talk about how old he is, so I just say he's 55.
Fred looks like an old Perry Reeves or old Helen Hunt. Boy, and Helen Hunt did not age well, so that's probably accurate. I saw her in something the other day and almost didn't recognize her. It's like, okay, that's probably fair. That's probably a fair one.
Shannon in Beaumont says, Booker's the chick that takes my MAGA sign at a Trump rally, tears it up, throws the pieces in the air to get the crowd excited, and there's not a damn thing I can do about it. Yeah, that's probably accurate.
Stu on the Twitch channel, think I dated Josh Innes in my high school stoner phase. Oh, man. Yeah. You guys are having too much fun with this.
I think Nick is going to... He looks like he's on his way to another runaway victory.
Oh, is that one already posted?
Yeah, Nick versus Josh Innes is up now.
Yeah, I think I would vote for Nick in this one. Josh... You know what? Who Josh looks like? This is before your time. The chick that would play D&D with you and get... That's what he looks like.
Like, she was in your group of friends, but no one was ever trying to have sex
with
her?
Well, everyone was always trying, but none of us had a chance. So. Oh, man. Yeah. Maybe he actually kind of does look like...
that text that you sent me, Jerome, I thought the exact same thing about Lance. I thought Lance... Jerome sent us a picture, and I'm not going to put the name out.
No, don't do that.
But she looks like Lance.
Yep.
She looks like Lady Lance. 100%. That's a good call, Jerome. Well played.
3, 4, 6. Booker looks like the chick they got for Steve Carroll and 40-year-old virgin.
Josh is the girl that gives you a handy at band camp. Nick looks like he smells like cotton candy. All right.
Somebody said I made a Twitter just for this and can't see any of it. You got to follow AJ.
Yeah, you have to follow AJ. Yeah. Or you don't even have to follow me.
Yeah, you just find AJ.
Find my name and that'll do it. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is a runaway victory for Nick. Mm. Sorry, Josh.
It's okay. But your magic user did really well in our game last night.
That's right. All right. Our next quarterfinal matchup, the Elite Eight tensions starting to ratchet up here now that we're down to 7 teams. So,
well, we've only had one kind of close matchup here so far. So
really, there was just one tight matchup, and that was between John and Lance, which was a 7-10 matchup. Which those matchups are inherently close. Those are, you know, that just happens.
3-2 says, all y'all look like girls I wouldn't brag about the next day. Nobody's disputing that.
Yeah.
No one here is saying that, hey, we all came out hot. I think almost all of us came out better looking than we expected. But that, like I said, that's a 4. So we're 4s at best. I'm a 2, apparently. Maybe a 1. Now, because Braddock's got to be a 1. Poor Braddock and Creighton.
They were just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, but also poor you because...
Well, I
would... Handsome Andrew ranked Braddock ahead of you.
Oh, well. Now we officially know that he's a dumb. And see, I thought he was a smart guy.
I just sent you what Andrew would look like.
Oh, God.
You know what? That's
Andrew, not bad. Jake Asman looks like looks like she'd be on the U.S. women's national team for soccer.
Yeah.
But Jose Partida, man. Yeah. Tell Jose to come in here. Not to get on the mic, just so I can look at him.
Go.
Barry Laminack, Tyler Scott. We've got Tyler Scott. Oh boy, you talk about some Marla Hooch action.
Definitely.
Tyler looks rough as a lady.
Better than Marla, but yeah, not great. That's
Raheel.
Yeah, that.
Not bad.
I definitely would.
Yeah, I think I would too, but. Better than Jose?
No, Jose's kind of got that. You know what? Jose kind of looks like Queen of the South.
Jose's good. I like that Latin vibe.
Yeah.
Jose.
Yeah. Arr. You expect him to break into a salsa. But Peasy says, I can't unsee Fred as a woman. Why'd they do this to us? I can't further comment on this. Oh. How the hell does Andrew rank Braddock ahead of mine? Come on, man. Is there anyone who would agree with that?
I don't agree with it.
Okay. So, somebody said Nick's an easy 7.
It's not bad. Yeah, this is another blowout here.
Yeah.
Juggalo Trey just destroying Jerry Bowe.
Really?
Yeah. And that sets up a matchup between Juggalo Trey and Nick. In the next round.
You know, you could have manipulated this a little so that I at least got to win one round of something. Because I never win anything that we do whenever we do polls.
At the end, I'll put you up against Braddock.
That's all right. I'll take my L and run off in the corner.
I would have picked you over Braddock, too. I thought that was a little...
Take me over Creighton and a couple of these other cats,
That was
too.
Egregious on the part of Andrew to put Braddock ahead of you. I don't believe it.
He gets the dickweed for a day.
Yeah, I don't like that.
If carbide made hard liquor, I'm in need of a few shots. Not enough to smash any of y'all, but enough to bleach my brain of this entire conversation. Probably fair.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially, you know, you make a poll on Twitter where you can act. No, you can't.
With photos. Yeah. Otherwise, that would be the easy answer, but it's not all that easy.
Well, I was going to do the gym of the day, but isn't this whole thing kind of the gym of the day?
Can we just play the theme
and say, hey...
I had a bunch of stuff to talk about too, but then when I decided to face app everybody who works here, I threw all my prep away.
Am I going on a watch list for voting for Trey? Tell you, that's the concern, right?
Give me the Juggalo. Does the carpet match the drapes though?
Well, play the Gym of the Day song so we can say,
I'm gonna hold the back of Trey's hat for show.
Oh, man.
Trey looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
It kind of does.
Oh, someone did a Bill O'Brien. Ooh, she does look like she wants to talk to the manager.
Oh.
You suck, too!
Yeah, she looks like the kid that got cut from the high school softball team.
Oh, boy.
Aaron, will you play the music so we can take care of our sponsor here?
Thank the gym you. Of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panock Jeweler gym of the day. El Frodo's mad because John beat Lance. He's still mad about the first round results.
Golfer B said, I didn't know Fred could get uglier. I didn't either. I'll, hey,
Is it weird that now I'm sensitive about my hairy arms in this photo?
Yeah, you should be. You know, you've got to pluck those things, man.
Everybody's like, oh, she's hot, but the arms.
Dude, I think if it weren't for that, you might actually be a contender in this thing.
I think I would be. I mean, my face isn't bad.
Yeah, I would just hope that everybody, as they're voting, keeps in mind that the thing only photoshops the face, so ignore the hairy arms.
My eyebrows are on fleek.
You kind of look like a 20-something pop singer.
Yeah, no.
There's no way Granado beat you.
No, I'm crushing Granado. Yeah. We'll just move that on as well. And now,
Granado's going to help me work on my swing.
I think. Your daughter chimed in and said, "Stop! Is this what I look like?" Oh no, Katie!
No, Katie, you look much better than that. Oh, let's take a quick break. God, I need that beer. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.